Would you talk about, describe, how to cultivate and relax into quote-unquote whole body breathing? What does that mean? Thank you. Well, I think one of the ways is, because I think one of the things that we do with mindfulness of breathing or any meditation is we tend to try to really to hone in or to kind of refine the concentration, and it gets, and even that sort of one-pointed concentration, which is talked about, and then it narrows on what we're attending to, so that you know, the Buddha talks about that, you know, breathing in, breathing out, being experiencing the whole body, and one has to just experiment, and there isn't as if it's a, you know, any one particular technique, but it's being present with the experience of within the body, how to, and then one can move the awareness around. One can be just experiencing, feeling what the sensation is as we breathe in, and where do we, how do we experience that in the area of the head? How do we experience that in the shoulders, the arms? How do we experience that in the trunk of the body? How do we experience that in the lower body? And then another way of approaching that idea of one-pointed, which is a one way of translating the word ekagata, but another way of translating that, and just as valid, is unified, so that how does the breath become unified with the experience of the body? And how do we... there's a sphere of experience that doesn't have to be narrow and tight. It can be a bit more global. And this is where that aspect of, let's say, the developing an agility of mind, where one is allowing the mind to be a bit more flexible and agile in the way that it attends to the experience, so that there's an opportunity to engage, to be interested, to explore, to settle, to... recognizing that there's actually you know, a whole world of experience that we can be attending to without it getting too narrow and tight. And of course, fundamental criterion, okay, what is it that helps the mind to be clear and settled? So exploring that, look.